So for you, the reader on the 627, this was the book that we were reading last month by Jean-Paul Didier-Laurent.
Yes, that's right. So it was a book that I'd heard mentioned by a number of people. It's not something that I'd seen marketed a huge amount, but it's one of those word-of-mouth type books. So I was quite intrigued by it. It's got a lovely cover as well.
It does got a
nice
great
title.
Cover.
So, yeah. But it's a French book. Well, you know, it's in translation from the original French. And I think that's the key to appreciating the book. Did you read it?
I did, yeah. Well, I'm halfway through, as I always am with books, and I'm loving every minute. In fact, I had an email, see if I can find my bit of paper here, from Stephanie, who said, I ordered the book, The Reader on the 627, from the library, Suffolk Libraries, you see. You don't have to buy books, you can go and get them from their bookshelves. I was really pleased to pick it up yesterday morning. I can't believe I've just finished it. So this is the day after. Yeah. And she said, I think I'll have a different outlook on using shopping-centred toilets in future. Well, I haven't got to that bit yet, so I'm not sure I know about that. It's not sure I'd like to have someone reading aloud on a train journey either. You have to read the book to understand all of this. Great book. So she obviously picked it up and couldn't put it down.
Yes, and it is a very light read. It's very easy to read, which is just lovely, isn't it? A nice big print as well, which I know a lot of people appreciate. But it's about a man called Guillaume, who's a bit lost in life. He lives alone and he works in a job that he hates because, well, who wouldn't hate it? He works in a book pulping factory. So they're destroying books, remainder books. And as a way to solve his soul, he snatches odd pages from the books before they go into this pulping machine and hides them and then reads them the next day in his commute to work as a way of, I don't know, giving them a last flourish, if you like. And but he doesn't just read it to himself, he reads it out loud to the other people in the carriage.
It's painted beautifully, and you can just imagine the people, and they love hearing him, don't they? So I think some people go in the carriage on purpose. But they're all random sheets, aren't they? So you can. It must be so frustrating, you get half a story and then he moves on.
That's right, yes. Yeah. So it is quite interesting, actually. Is it just the sound of somebody reading you something that is enough? Because he says later on in the book that the subject matter is quite different as well. It's not just narratives from fiction, but it could be anything. And when he goes to read, he's invited by some elderly ladies, I think, to go and read in a residential home. And he just picks out these pages from his bag to read them and then discovers, actually, these are the worst possible ones. They're a little bit risque.
Oh, I haven't got that far. I've got him arriving at the home and he thought it would be just the two ladies and discovering it's the whole home, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, that's
they're
right.
They're waiting to listen to him, so I've got to that point.
And it's quite an entertaining read. So
I can't wait now.
That's quite funny. So there are really funny bits in this book and really charming bits. It's also quite dark in places, which I think is part of the French thing. If you've ever seen a French film, and I haven't seen that many, they do have this sort of quirky quality in them that you think, crumbs, this is a little bit odd. But actually they've got that charm as well and the humour. And so you've got this pulping machine, and sadly one of the workers lost a limb in this pulping machine. So that's the really odd and slightly strange bit in it.
It happened before we start reading it.
That's right.
So you're not going to, don't worry if you're going to get the gore of that.
No. But the gentleman involved wants to find all the books that were made from this machine.
Because they didn't clean it out. They just set it working again.
Yes.
So theoretically, his legs are pulped with the books.
Yes.
Which
so
is
he
a
wants,
horrible stuff.
He wants, yes, which is
That's
weird.
That's a quirky sense of humour, isn't it?
And a little bit odd. And then, so he wants to collect all the books so that he's almost reunited with his leg, you see. And then you've got the whole symbolism of the power of literature in so many different ways and the power of storytelling. And how people can escape from their ordinary lives in this commute or in his job by escaping into this other world of literature. And, of course, there's also the element, as we get on further in the book, that Guillaume actually relates to one of the authors that he's reading because he finds excerpts from a diary. And it's a young woman who's written this diary and she works in this shopping mall that was mentioned earlier. And so the investment in what he's reading is even more because he's beguiled by her voice and he wants to find out more and more. So that's when he starts reading not just random pages, but he wants to read the consecutive pages. Yeah.
Ooh, I see. I need to get through. I only read at bedtimes and I nearly always fall asleep with them about three or four pages. So it takes me a while to get there, like I'm sure a lot of people as well. So I'm looking forward to the rest. Did you enjoy it?
I did, yes. I found it a little bit difficult to start with because I thought, well, why are people raving about this? And then there's just so many different elements to it. I think it is quite quite lovely and quite charming, and something that you'd actually read again, I think.
And as you say, it's not a difficult read.
No.
He paints the pictures. You can see it in your head, can't you? You've had a comment through it come from a book group as well.
Yes. So one of the libraries, Chantry Library, they have a reading group, and they read this book, and they said it went down very well with us. It was just the right length, and it featured amazing and lovable characters and typical French humour. The only criticisms we had were that the story was so fantastical as to be unbelievable, and some of the original puns may have sadly been lost in translation. Overall, they say it's a larger-than-life, unique, original and absolutely delightful story. So I think they might have liked it.
Sounds pretty good. So if you haven't read it, but you would like to try it, it's The Reader on the 627 by Jean-Paul Didier-Laurent.